This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, an inside look at police unions, how they became so powerful.
They're only powerful because we allow them to be powerful politically.
And how they could help or hurt police reform.
The unions, they have to come on board. They don't want change, but we have to change with the times.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you get your podcasts.
The child sex abuse case against disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein took a new turn today with the arrest of Ghislaine Maxwell, his longtime confidant, companion, and now accused accomplice. As John Yang reports, survivors of abuse by Epstein, who killed himself in jail last year, may now be able to face her in court.
Judy, Maxwell was arrested early this morning in southern New Hampshire. Recently, a federal grand jury in New York returned a sealed indictment charging her with recruiting underage girls for Epstein, some of them as young as 14. Acting New York U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss detailed the indictment.
Maxwell enticed minor girls, got them to trust her, then delivered them into the trap that she and Epstein had set for them. She pretended to be a woman they could trust. All the while, she was setting them up to be sexually abused by Epstein, and in some cases, by Maxwell herself.
Late this afternoon, a federal magistrate in New Hampshire ordered Maxwell into the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service to be taken to New York. There, prosecutors are expected to ask a court to hold her without bail. They say she is an extreme flight risk. Ben Weider is an investigative reporter with McClatchy Newspaper's Washington, D.C. Bureau. He's worked on the Miami Herald's award-winning investigation of Epstein. Ben, thanks so much for joining us. It's been a while since this story has been in the headlines, so help people remember, remind people who Ghislaine Maxwell is and who she was in Jeffrey Epstein's life.
Ghislaine Maxwell was Jeffrey Epstein's partner in both a personal way and effectively sort of a business way, depending on how you look at it. She was by his side for decades, and the public face they presented was, two people in the highest reaches of society, mingling with, members of the British royal family, with the current president, with former presidents, with prominent people all across society. But at the same time, what we've learned is that she also held a role as effectively Epstein's madam, helping procure young girls to satisfy Epstein's sexual desires. And as some of those girls have later alleged, directing some of those girls to actually have sex with some of the prominent friends that Epstein had in his circle.
And we heard Audrey Strauss sort of give sort of the broad brush of the charges. What specifically does the indictment say that Maxwell did?
The indictment says that Maxwell basically, the term they use is groomed, that she sort of cozied herself up to young girls, sought them out, cozied herself up to them, and sort of had a process of normalizing them to the idea of sexual activity. That might mean, getting undressed in front of them. Basically taking them from conversations about benign issues such as, what was going on in their life, how they were doing at school, to then getting them comfortable with the idea of sexual activity, ultimately to deliver them to Epstein. And in one of the three victims that are mentioned in the charges today, Maxwell is actually accused of participating in the sexual activity herself.
And Audrey Strauss, the U.S. acting U.S. attorney in New York, had the intriguing tidbit that this case is being led by the public corruption unit in her office. What do you make of that?
There's, any number of things to speculate. One of the things we've heard from legal experts is it raises questions about whether they're pursuing the prosecutors who originally gave Epstein his sort of sweetheart deal more than a decade ago that led to a very unusually lenient sentence against Epstein for the crimes he was accused of committing at the time. The U.S. attorney in Southern Florida who led that was Alex Acosta, the former labor secretary, who resigned soon after reports came out raising questions about the deal that he had okayed. So, there's been speculation, is he someone who they're targeting? But also we know that any number of prominent people were in Epstein's circle and have been alleged to have participated in the activities that he was ultimately charged with and Ms. Maxwell was ultimately charged with.
Publicly, there's been a lot of sort of speculation about Maxwell's whereabouts during this period, during the investigation after Epstein committed suicide in New York jail. What's the FBI been saying about how they were keeping tabs on her?
So they said they discreetly were watching her. They were keeping an eye on her. She would pop up here and there. You know, at one point attracted a lot of attention when she popped up at a location of the popular California burger chain In-N-Out Burger in a very intriguing photo. The term they used today was that they learned that she had slithered away to this property in New Hampshire where she was ultimately apprehended. And at some point after she had done that, so which they later said was in December, they ultimately decided to go in and actually arrest her and bring her in.
Epstein's suicide, of course, denied the survivors of this abuse of confronting him in court. But what's going on now with the civil suits against Epstein's estate?
So the civil suits are proceeding, and there is a victims fund that is being overseen to give some degree of compensation to victims for the suffering they face. There's a number of ongoing suits at this time. And I think, you know, what we heard from attorneys representing victims today is that they were very relieved to see the charges brought against Maxwell, and in some cases are hoping that Maxwell is not the last person who faces charges for these alleged activities.
Ben Weider of McClatchy Newspaper's DC Bureau, thanks so much.
Thank you.